Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Finley. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chuck Finley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The left fielder, James Mouton. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Bernitz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jose Hernandez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Snyder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, John Snyder. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Bernitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Justice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bernitz hits a fly ball into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sean Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel bunts in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. John Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder bunts towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second, with Vizquel covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Alomar covering, for the double play. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Belliard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sexson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mouton moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Belliard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom is called out on strikes. One out. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Berry reaches second base with a double. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casanova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Belliard is called out on strikes. One out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mouton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sexson hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. two outs. Chuck Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tomy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Santiago Perez pinch hits for Valerio de los Santos. Santiago Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice is called out on strikes. One out. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0 for 3 in the game. Sexton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Grissom. Sexton reaches second base with a double. Fryman goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sexton moves to third. Chuck Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 0 for 3 in the game. Finley strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. James Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnetz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Justice. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mouton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.